Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog, the articles, the archives, and the Brain Trust members. Lots and lots of stuff there. That website is almost, actually, as of right now, it is 13 years old. It was launched in October of 1997, even before the show started, which happened in November of 97. Coming up on our 13th anniversary there, and the 11th anniversary of the newsletter. So we've been around a while. We got a little staying power. We're going to hang around for a while, I hope, God willing. And thanks to you, small business owners, and people like our good friend Bill Schley, the author of the new book, The Microscript Rules. Bill, tell us how we can get this.
Okay. You can get it by going to Amazon.com as of about, I think, yesterday. Just type in The Microscript Rules. That's micro and script. And you'll find it, or you could type my name, Bill Schley, S-C-H-L-E-Y, and it'll come up. And it's a brand new page on Amazon, but you can order the book.
Check it out.
It's a paperback. It's only $16.95.
All right. And your own website is, I know you've got a lot of stuff there, and so folks.
Yeah, they can go to BillSchley.com.
Check it out there, folks.
Yep.
And it's outstanding, as you know, folks. We don't tell you about books if we don't think they're worth your time and money. Hey, Bill, let's get back to microscripts and back to the channel thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you have the, you know, in the previous segment we talked about the words. And I something I keep reminding people, somebody else told me this a long time ago, words matter.
Mm-hmm.
Words, we are a gregarious, vocal, oral people, species, I guess is a term I should use, human beings are. We like to talk, we like to hear, we like to communicate. Words matter. Never minimize, especially when you're dealing with customers, never minimize the words that you use. Those are important. But as I said earlier, if you don't get in the right channels, and the thing is, you know, that's the reason your message is so important, I think, right now, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Microscripts are perfect for micro channels.
Oh, listen, everything's got to be micro now. I mean, even we're talking about corporations that have these big mission statements. Everyone see these corporate mission statements?
Yeah.
It's a whole page of gobbledygook.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they spend $1 million on it. Wouldn't you like to have $1 million, all you small business owners out there, to spend on a one-page mission statement?
Yeah, maybe a paragraph or two, yeah.
And then they put it on a shelf and no one can remember it, but the thing is, you have a little micro mission statement that everybody can remember in one sentence. Something like, you know, we're going to fix the way the world sits. I thought that was an amazing little mission statement for a company that makes these orthotics for your back.
Mm-hmm.
And every employee can go out. You know, Southwest Airlines, theirs was, hey, we're the low-cost airlines.
Yeah.
I mean, Herb Kelleher said, hey, everyone in my company knows this, and once they know that, they know how to make decisions.
Right.
You know, but I mean, little micro messages like that are the ones that are the most powerful.
But with Twitter today, if you're writing up, if you're putting any kind of content on your website, you've got a place there where you do the your techies do the meta descriptions. Those
uh-huh.
have got to be under 160 characters.
Yeah.
Yep. You've got little, you know, it's not that, folks, it's not that you can't ultimately have more to say. It's just that if you're going to get someone's attention, your message has to be short, but it has to be short partially because it's what people remember and they want to repeat, but it also has to be short to get it into their hands because Bill, people are more of their world is in the palm of their hand these days.
Well, no, it is. It's like we say, those little word-of-mouth machines. You know, a Twitter, a tweet is about 140 characters. I mean, that's like a novel as far as microscripts are concerned. That's about 15 words. If you can say, look, you can say made from sugar so it tastes like sugar. Those 8 words made an entire brand. It's probably been worth billions and billions of dollars. Or how about this?
The other white meat.
The other white meat.
I love that one.
Right. I know, my favorite. Or one that just says the Auric 8-pound hotel vac. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Look at how, if you have a small business, 8-pound hotel vac, think about how much information you just given somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now people think, oh, they have to be sophisticated and fancy. Absolutely not. They can be the simplest, and sometimes, you know, some people say, oh, it sounds too hokey. But you know what, people, that's the way minds remember things. They love rhyme. So I saw a guy in town driving around. His truck says, I'm the on-time plumber. You know, that's a little microscript. People go out, because I said, oh, yeah, I called up. He answered the phone, the on-time plumber. So I told other people that I called him. He actually showed up on time.
How about this? If you can't say it twice without taking a breath, it's too long.
I like that one.
So, folks, as you're designing these things, you're trying to come up with parameters.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a way of thinking about if it's micro or not.
Well, here's another one. I mean, how many people have already heard now, if it fits, it ships. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
They're the good old post office. Everybody thinks the post office is a bunch of old fuddy-duddies, but boy, they come up with some good microscripts.
They hired a good crew there. Hey,
well,
Bill, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here.
Okay,
The Microscript Rules, ladies and gentlemen, brand new book. But as you know, we were telling you about it before it was available because we like to do that. Bill, who loves you?
That's great, Jim.
On Amazon right now, also Bill Schley, SCHLEY.com. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jim.
Congratulations on the book.
Oh, thank you.
We'll see you next time. Bill Schley, he'll be back. I will be too. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.